Back home now, alarming numbers of children are starting school with very poor language skills, with some only speaking like two-year-olds. Education specialists say screen time poor households and poverty are all partly to blame. Ruth Hill reports.
More than 60% of new entrants in some low decile schools in Christchurch struggle to express themselves in words. Of the 247 children tested by researchers at Canterbury University, 16% couldn't pronounce the few words they did know. The director of the Child Wellbeing Research Institute, Professor Gail Gillen, who is leading the study, says the root causes are complex, including household stress and parents working multiple jobs to pay for the necessities of life, leaving them no time to spend with their children. Screen time is also a factor because it reduces talking time.
Children need to be interacting with language to learn language. So if we're cutting down the amount of time that we're actually talking and sharing stories and talking with children, we want to be doing the opposite. We want to be looking for plenty of opportunities to engage young children in language activities.
Professor Gillen says children with poor language skills start school with a major disadvantage.
Already you're starting off from get-go with this.
They might have more trouble understanding the instructions in the classroom. They might have more difficulty communicating with other children, and therefore their social relationships will be affected. It will certainly impact their literacy.
Research by Auckland University oral language expert Yanni Van Hees found 80% of new entrants in some low decile schools were up to 1.5 years behind in terms of their speech. Some were 3 years behind. That means they were talking like two-year-olds when they started school. Dr. Van Hees says a child who's grown up in a language-rich environment usually has a working vocabulary of 5,000 to 6,000 words, but many of these five-year-olds had less than half that.
Already you're starting off from get-go with this 50% reduction in your capacity to understand the language that's coming your way, but also to be able to express yourself and understand the words and what they mean in and through your learning and in and through your interactions with others.
It's not just the words that are missing, but the ideas and concepts behind them. Dr. Van Hees says it's hard for those children to ever catch up because the others are also progressing.
If kids have got limited language capabilities, they are stuck, and they're stuck for their whole lives. How many adults do we have in our country that are semi-literate, and how disempowered you are because you are?
Dr. Van Hees agrees the causes are complicated and she's reluctant to dump the blame on parents. But it's undeniable these children are not getting the quality conversations they need to develop their language, and digital dummies are no replacement for face-to-face talk.
It's right frightening, I think, how even the tiny 3 and 4 month old know how to sort of wipe and swipe. Devices are gobbling up huge amounts of time, and it is a worry that so many young children are having far too much screen time. That is a contributor.
One study from the University of Toronto found every additional 30 minutes of screen time for toddlers was linked to a 49% increased risk of delayed speech. The Health Ministry recommends no screen time for under twos and less than 1 hour each day for children aged 2 to 5. It's not just children's device use that's a problem, but parents glued to their smartphones are not giving their babies the eye contact and attention they need. Plunkett's Karen McGrath says that's understandable.
As a new mother, that's your connection with the outside world as well. So very hesitant to criticise that, but engaging with a screen is different. Taking the time to talk about what you're seeing. Children love to see photos of themselves too, so make sure that the experiences that they're having are meaningful for them.
Dr. Van Hees agrees. It's possible for children to have too much screen time and not suffer any language delay if they're also getting quality time with their primary caregivers.
When you're with your children, the quality of your interaction with them, the quality of the exchanges that you have with them, and the quantity and the quality of talk that you have in exchanging ideas to and fro with them is what matters.
Dr. Van Hees says it's never too late. Older children still have enormous potential to learn, given the right conditions, and language is the key to unlocking that potential. Next week, we'll look at a couple of programs doing just that. For Morning Report, Ruth Hill.